welcome to the February 11th, 2019, Bourkeville Public Library Board Meeting. We have a roll call.
Yes. Danis?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Hedman is absent. LaChance is absent. Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Chacon is absent. And Crawford?
Here.
Thank you.
We have recognition of visitors.
How you doing?
Hi. What's your name?
Elogio Ortega.
Elogio Ortega. So you're going to make a presentation to us later, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, great. Okay, let's see. Are there any amendments to the agenda? If not, then I guess let's peruse the meeting, or the minutes, and... We have a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes for Monday, January 14, 2019.
I'll second.
Okay. And do we have any correspondence?
We have to approve it. All those in favor?
Yeah.
Forrestal?
Yeah.
Garcia?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes. The only correspondence is the article that's in your packet about Yorkville that came to us from our library attorney. It's from the West Urban Living.
Which would be you.
Me, Aubrey!
You get to wear all them hats. Oh, aren't you lucky?
She is nice. Okay. Well.
Let's see, we have a couple of big ones in there.
Yeah,
we
did.
From Overdrive.
Overdrive.
The electronic e-book subscription. I'll also mention that our postage was over $300 because we bought stamps before the stamps went up, the early stamps. So about $300 worth of stamps.
Good idea.
Smart.
Wish I had thought of that.
We have the installation charges for the three panic buttons.
Yes.
Where's what's page?
Page 1.
Oh, I see. Ooh. That was not highlighted. I'm like, neither of those. I don't know what page we're referencing.
Okay.
What page is it on?
That was page 13 and 16.
Page 12. Mm-hmm. Page 12 is today's business at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. I see we've had a lot of loan books that were never returned to. Is that with all these library
fees?
Fees.
Yeah. I saw three different libraries.
Oh, when we had to pay for books, we interlibrary loan and they lost.
Yeah, if a patron pays with cash at the desk, then we have to run it through our accounts payable loan and issue that check so we can't mail the cash.
Right,
exactly. We can't send it to the courier anymore.
Yes,
so this is only because it has been paid for.
Correct. The patron is paid and now we are reimbursing the Omni Library. We're trying to steer people towards it. They're writing a check or paying through our self-check, which is plus an e-commerce, and we don't even have to deal with it, but sometimes they come with cash and they want to pay us, so we love that.
We don't turn them away.
Yeah. Even though it's small.
I'll take your bill of money.
Is this how much for overdraft, how much we pay just for the year?
Yes.
That's cheaper than yours.
Yeah. Right, a lot, because we're part of a larger system versus we're just our own school district. We pay a lot more than this. Yeah. That's great. Do we have, what is it, the other one that people are talking about? Libby? Is it Libby? Mm-hmm. Somebody said, no, I'm pretty sure our library uses Libby. I was like, the library used Overdraft.
It's connected.
Yeah.
But some libraries don't use them both. But is Libby like Sora? Do you know what Sora is?
I really don't, and I haven't gone into Libby yet, but I've seen it suggested as maybe it can be an app that you can download.
Because Sora is literally accessing the same books, but it has a more, it's a school interface. Like, when you open it, it'll automatically use GPS to figure out which school districts are nearby. Yours is usually the first one, and the kids are like, no, I'm using that Sora app. I'm like, it's the same as Overdrive, but it just looks at it. So I was wondering if Libby's a more like user-friendly look, but it's using the same books that we pay Overdrive for.
Yeah.
Is that how it is?
Yeah.
It's a different app interface, but it's the same collection of books that they're at. Okay.
So we use Overdrive.
No, we actually use, I mean, Overdrive is the name of the company, but Libby's just a way they access the same books.
Right.
And that's why I was like, maybe it's like, because now we use Sora, we advertise Sora a lot. Because it's just easier for the kids to use it, but we still pay Overdrive for the books.
Our increase, though, on electronic downloads for books just keeps climbing.
Really?
The e-books are up to 813.
Where is that?
In my director's report.
Is this like when they
download
the books?
That's a different thing, not Overdrive, right?
No. E-books?
I mean, I consider Overdrive books e-books. That's why.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Yeah, e-books.
Same.
So it's different than Overdrive. These that we're paying another $800 for.
I think it's the same. Overdrive has e-books and audiobooks, both downloadable.
And then we have another one that's through the state of Illinois, which is e-books, e-read Illinois.
Or Access 360, it's called sometimes.
So you pay $3,000 to be a part of the PrairieCast system, and you have to pay on top of that when people actually download the book.
We pay PrairieCast our consortium fees to be part of PrairieCast, and then Overdrive is the subscription to the e-books for a year.
PrairieCast doesn't catalog the e-materials. We go through a totally different, Overdrive for that stuff.
I don't have to pay for each time a kid downloads a book, that's why.
No.
But maybe that's why I pay more. Because I thought you only paid $3,000, but you're saying in addition to that $3,000, you have to pay when somebody actually downloads a book.
No.
No, they use two different. She said Overdrive is.
Overdrive is
the consortium for the e-books, and then the
PrairieCast is for the cataloging and
the physical materials.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. I make a motion that we pay our bills. Accounts payable of $33,707.90 and payroll of $34,744.56 for a total disbursement of $68,452.46.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Yes. Garcia.
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Welcher?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Zanis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Okay, so can we have the report of the library?
Okay. We all survived the Arctic winter, Arctic week. We were very lucky. There were a number of libraries that had sprinkler systems explode and pipes burst. Gail Ford in Elgin, Messenger North Aurora. We were lucky in that the pipes froze here in the bathroom and in the kitchen. But we were able to put heaters on them and defrost it overnight. We also turned up the heat in this room. But my facility managers group, that will be meeting in 2 weeks at Wakanda Library. And I asked to be placed on the agenda to talk about what did different libraries do in preparation for the severe weather. I also called Trico the day before to ask them if there was anything that we could do with the HVAC system, because it usually is timed out at night, and they said to just let it be and it would adjust, so we were fine with that, but I did call Trico. So I'm asking that I did not bring the disaster plan to you at this time. I will probably have it ready next month, if not April, because I want to have a section on dealing with severe weather and also outline step by step what you need to do if you're flooded.
That's good.
So in the meantime, I have developed the vendor list, which has been given to all the department heads with all the phone numbers. So that's been updated. So that at least is in place. So I'll be going to the facility group meeting at the end of the month. A patron fell on Friday, February 1st, due to the ice by the book drop. This happened after we closed. She sent the picture and she injured her hand, but was not filing a claim, but I did send it to the city and emphasize the fact of why we need to have support from them. I also contacted them last Friday to let them know that we are open on Sundays at 1 because we were anticipating snow, and nothing was done. So kudos to Cheryl. Cheryl was shoveling on Sundays.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
So I don't know what the solution is. I tried to hire Four Seasons Landscaping to do snow removal, and they got back and said, we can't take you on at this middle of the season. They do the snow plowing for Plano Library. So at this point, I don't know what the solution is. I mean, Cheryl was up tonight out there throwing the salt pellets out on the sidewalk. I mean, it's
happens kind of a lot, because if nothing, sidewalks aren't maintained, all we can do is get out there with a shovel and saw and try to keep it as safe as
you guys have to go out as well.
But I think we should buy a spreader, so we can at least put the salt in the spreader
and we'll just push it.
And push it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because tonight you just couldn't keep up with it by hand. It just refroze, and I had to go over it again. By the time we were done with Linaria, it started back at the beginning.
But the responsibility is if someone falls and gets injured, they're going to, they will sue the library and they will sue the city.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe now's the time that I start looking for a company to hire for next winter, mm-hmm. because we cannot rely on the city to support us.
So 49 days of spring.
Mm-hmm. The mini golf tournament. The mini golf tournament was very active. Darren had a pretty good activity at the home that he was sponsoring. Friends met today, and I believe they came in a little under what they brought in last year. I think it was like $5,400. They brought in about $5,500. So, unless they find others to take it over. Judy and Doug will not be doing it next year. We got the payment of the Google grant in the amount of $500 that was in your packet. No problems with that. And the Grow with Google grants that Wameka brought to my attention, they're rolling it out state by state. It's $1,000 to develop programs, but they're not doing it collectively. They're going state by state. So once they announce Illinois, I'll be putting in writing a grant for that. We use part of the money for the prizes for Cuckoo for Coding. And we use the other $200 or so to buy two bot spheres that can be programmed for the children's department. And finally, it's been a very well, two things. I'll do this and go back. We're starting to do some programming, alternate programming for the teens. We're going to have a movie next week after school. It's 13 going on 30, the Jennifer Gardner movie. And then we're going to have a game day for the teens. Eventually, I'd like to develop a program called Adulting 101. It's where you teach the teenagers life skills. It started in a library in Oregon. We're going to have a program in March during Money Week, and I'm going to try to get whoever does that program for adults if they could do one for teens. So I'll be looking at developing that probably April and May. I had to take care of your finances, how to cook on a budget, different programs. So that's the direction we're going with that. And finally, it's been a trying, what, about a month? Sure. We had a, should I say a patron? We had a woman that's a PADS participant, and we've tried to bear with her and be as compassionate as we could. Spoken with Oswego Library, she's there on certain days and here on other days, and it just got to the point where we tried to deal with her. And all the department heads did what we could do. We spoke with the police and we spoke with the executive director of PADS, and finally on Sunday, Ed called police Friday, Saturday she was okay, and Cheryl called the police on Sunday, and I spoke with Chief Hart and told him to expect a call that she would have to be banned from the library, and if she shows up, she'll be arrested for trespassing, and then she can get into the system. She's not banned from Beecher. She still can go to Beecher. She's banned from Walgreens and from McDonald's and from here. But it just wore all of us out. Kudos to the department heads for dealing with all of this.
What is it exactly? What is she doing?
She's schizophrenic. Just verbally cursing and profanity, and she was sitting in the children's department. We were at the children's, and she was just in the alcove by the door. And I can't say a lot of things I'd like to say because I don't want it on tape. But I think some of reporting this was not handled appropriately. That's all I'll say. But at least she's banned, and that's to protect our patrons and the staff. A library director in Fort Myers, about 2 weeks ago, 69-year-old man who had been the director for 20 years, was preparing for the annual book sale, and a homeless person stabbed him to death. And some public saw him and checked and followed the guy. The police got the man. And he had stabbed someone else 10 days earlier. And that's the second. There was another young woman that was killed by a person. It's a statement as to what's happening with people and mental health and falling through cracks. But we're just hoping this. We had another person, a young man, that was here 2 weeks ago. We had never seen him before. And he started acting out. And we called the police, and they came and got him. And another woman came up and said, I'll take him. And I said, well, who are you that you're going to take him? And she was from an agency in Aurora, AID?
The Association for Individual Development. They work with people with disabilities and people with mental health issues.
And she was a mental health counselor, and she had been looking for him all day.
From Aurora.
So, we're a public building.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, we haven't had more.
Thank you for your due diligence.
And last year, one of our PATS people, who, you know, you get to know these people, and they found them in the river dead one day. But we have, you know, had a good discussion with the head of CIRC in Oswego, and they're dealing with the same. Try to be as compassionate as you can, but you get to a limit.
Safety first.
So I wanted the board to know what happens here.
Yep. Yes, I appreciate it.
I have a question about the library. This is a little bit different. About the library closing when we are a warming center. I understand it's a safety concern, but it's still said online that we were a warming center. How can we make it so people aren't feeling like they can come here and be warm when we're closed?
We made sure when we closed, the day that we closed, and I always monitor other libraries as to what others are doing. I mean, I'm not going to close the minute I see a smell.
Sure.
Yeah. But we made sure we were not PADS drop off that day.
Okay. Okay. We also still listed that we were a warming center that day. So
we did coordinate with PADS on the days that
we wanted to make sure that they knew that
they made arrangements to keep people on the day that it was brutally cold. They kept them at the PADS location for that day, and then the following day when they opened late, they made provisions for that as well. So we do work with them closely to be sure that the people who come here on a regular basis are safe. The list that goes out, or at least the list that I get sometimes, and they say, is this accurate? It does say call for availability under places like us that aren't open 24 hours. And there are other warming places that are open 24 hours. The correctional facility is one of those. So that is open, you know, no matter what. So there's always a place to go.
Besides,
we make sure. We spoke with PATS before, as part of that decision. I did get a complaint from a patron. Why did we close on that Monday, and why did we close on the Wednesday?
On the Wednesday?
On the Wednesday.
Yes.
On the Friday, I thought my brain was going to freeze. And it was 2 days later. On the Wednesday?
20 minutes on the phone, after which I said, you know, I'm sorry, but I've got a meeting to go to. And then I saw the person in the lobby and got me for another 10 minutes. But other directors also got... Well, he was complaining because he's a regular. He's here every day.
He complains every day.
So, but other directors also got complaints because of... It was a debate as to what is the role of the library. Is it the role of being a warming center, or is it the role of providing information? So, but my feelings is that you got to protect the staff and you got to protect the patrons.
Mm-hmm.
And even a couple days after that, there was one day here, I looked in the parking lot, no one was in here until after 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The parking lot was empty, it was just staff in here. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even that cold yet. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not sorry we closed.
No,
I think you made the right decision.
I just wanted to make sure people weren't looking at it. I mean, not that this would even happen, just like... look up online where the warming center was and then try to get here because their heat went off, you know what I mean, and not be able to get in, you know, that just, but things were arranged, and if there's, you know, ways to, I guess, confirm that.
But I think if they looked on our website, it said it's closed.
Right.
But we posted it on Facebook, I got that
immediately. I posted immediately.
Yeah.
And I didn't close till I saw what the other director, try to be in sync with Plano and Oswego is opening at 12 the next day. That one, there was one Monday that we closed because they were and I talked to Darren on Sunday that they predicted blizzard conditions mm-hmm. that afternoon, which mm-hmm. it never got to that. But mm-hmm. you never know.
Right.
Never know.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's
see. No city council represented. I don't believe we had any standing committee meetings.
Need to have a meeting next month for the budget finance committee for next month.
I would suggest the policy committee would meet to come up with. I don't think there's anything in the policy book about giving the director authority to close the library without our permission. I mean, she could use her discretion.
Yes.
For the safety of the patrons and the staff, mm-hmm. And just do it. Let us know that she did it. Yeah. But I think we should have something in our policy book that that says that.
And also finance, because of the amendment to the Illinois prevailing wage.
That is just informational. That was in your packet. It's just a memo from Roger Ritzman. We don't have to pass that any longer. We need to pass it once a year that we follow prevailing wage rate. Mm-hmm. We don't have to do it anymore.
Okay. So let's move on to unfinished business. And library mural presentation.
So this is Logio Ortego. And then you can call him John.
Cheryl is our head of CERT, but she's not here in that capacity.
Yes, I'm going to change hats to president of the Kendall Arts Guild for a moment. So we had spoken many months ago to start fundraising efforts and join with Kendall Arts Guild to install a mural above the circulation desk and on the pillars as you come into the foyer. So there's 1, 2, and then 3, 4, 5 that wrap around into the teen area. So we determined that the cost for that would be $8,500, and that will be done on a removable canvas as opposed to on the wall, so that Joe doesn't have to work while we're in the way, and he can work in his studio at his leisure and have a little more time to work on it. We've raised about $7,000 so far. So we're kind of in the home stretch. Thank you. That's been through some donations, anonymous donations, some staff donations. We've had quite a few staff members donate money, and then we've also been having the silent art auction for since September. So every month we have items for auction, and we go to the winning bidder. So we've made some money that way, and then we also have some, we call them the paint and splatters. They're splatters on vinyl that you can purchase for $10 to put your name on to put on the circulation wall until the mural is installed. Mm-hmm. So that's how we've gotten as far as we've gotten. I haven't approached any of the businesses, local businesses, except for one who said that they would like to donate to something for the CERT desk. I mentioned it and they sent us a check, so I hope that everybody else will do that too. That would be nice. What business is that? Countryside Veterinary.
Oh, okay.
One of our staff members goes there, and the doctor had said, I'd really like to do something that would be, you know, nice at the CERT desk because you guys are so friendly, and I really appreciate it. And so I wrote him a letter, and he sent us a check, so that was really nice of him. So I'll start approaching the businesses now that we have sketches that we can actually show people. I think it's a lot easier for people to understand if they can see it with their eyes.
There was the question of using library funds to pay for that some patrons may not feel that that was a good use of money versus purchasing the books. That's why the Guild is doing the fundraising.
Mm-hmm. And this way the fundraising goes all through us.
Right.
We're a 4-1-3 nonprofit, so we can do that without impacting, you know, any tax dollars.
Exactly.
So if anybody doesn't like it, it's only funds that are earmarked for the library mural. So it's not even a donation, it's just a CAD. It's only if they want to put it towards a mural. So I will let Joe take the floor. He's been working on this for a while, so we're excited about it.
But I have to say, even if the Kendall Guild pays for it, people will still complain later.
They will assume it's their library. You're ready for that.
Yeah.
Actually, the library didn't pay. How will I know the library didn't
pay? Come to
maybe you need to do a little plaque.
Maybe on the back that
sponsored
says,
by the, the Kendall.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd love to do that.
I think that's a good idea.
You
can paint that into the mural. I think that would be very good.
I think so.
Yeah.
So you could just go.
Yep,
you
there it is, right there.
Please, my board,
greatly. Okay.
As well.
Okay.
So that would really work.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. So the idea, and you can pass this around, this was the initial concept, was to put up a lot of known, notable authors on the wall. And I did a few sketches, but that was the main one that I showed Cheryl. And we decided to base off of that and kind of grow from there. And based off of that and the feedback that I got from Cheryl and
Ilisa.
You know, Alyssa? Ilisa?
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
Close
enough. Very good. Based on their feedback, I went back and I refined and I did some more sketches. So even though that, with a sketch, one of the things I've learned as a muralist is that with a sketch, anything's possible, you know, because it's only a sketch. But then you actually begin to run into problems when you begin to implement it as a mural. You have a window right in the middle of that wall. And usually you can ignore that, but for the most part, when I do murals, I like for all of the artwork to feel like it belongs in the space. I don't like for it to feel like a poster, like a movie poster you could cut out, and this window happened to just cut right through the middle of the poster, and that's okay. I like for everything to feel like it belongs. It's very nice when it feels natural. So I had the author sitting down, just with some papers, like they were writing in front of them, and I thought, well, you know, that's a good direction. As I worked on that, I thought, I think a really good way to do this so it feels like it belongs and it incorporates the window that's in the middle of the wall. About 7 years ago, I did a project where I painted the wall to look like it was carved stone. Mm-hmm. It was for a private residence, and they had this niche area in this big sunroom area, and they didn't know what to do with it. So by putting in Disney features and characters, they were actually like maybe in their 60s, but they loved Disney. They went Disney all the time, you know, so they were really into it. They were part of some club.
And you have to see here, whatever my friend, she goes 2 to 3 times a year. She just came back. I was like, you people live in Disney.
There's some club called Club 33. I don't know what that is, but they're part of it. You know, I think you pay a good amount of money to be in it. And when you go to Disney, they like open up the secret entrances. You know, where you really can enjoy
Disney.
I've
never heard of that.
Yeah. Not from Florida.
So they were part of that. Anyway, based off of that, I thought, you know, if I incorporate that and the realism of real authors sitting there, I think we have something that could work. So I'll hand these two so they make it their way twice as fast. And this is the concept that I came up with.
I can start this.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, I wanted to see him in progression.
I know.
Darren is holding on.
Is that the end?
Yeah.
I don't want to see that one yet. I don't want to see that one.
Right? Those are the same.
Okay,
oh, these are the same. Yeah. Then you want to see it now?
Okay.
I didn't get to see this one yet.
Did we lose an author?
Yeah, we lost a couple.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, where is...
Now, as you're looking at that, the ones that have seen it, which author? There's so many authors.
Yeah, but you just have to ask which author.
Which author? I mean, you know, you'll get your really literary... people who know a lot about literature. They'll pull out some authors that are very important, but nobody knows who they are. I know.
Is this not Poe? I mean, it's
Crowell. I know, we're trying to figure out.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's...
And Shakespeare and Twain.
Yes.
Who's the other?
But what I'm saying is there's so many authors to choose from. Which ones? That wall is not that big.
Okay.
You know, they're a little crowded.
So you see, it doesn't wrap around then to the youth. It's only here.
It's just on the wall behind Cirque, okay. And then there's a pillar right by that wall,
right.
Yeah.
And then all those other pillars.
Oh, so like
those
this pillar
different.
Right here?
Yeah.
This pillar.
So that'll be incorporated along with the other pillars, so we're not quite to that point yet.
Yeah. Once, if you guys like this, then I will think about the pillars. Yeah, I'll devote some.
I like what top of the, like the top.
I really do.
The library, that's nice.
Yeah.
I think these are the same, right? These two?
That's
a good sign.
Okay, I narrowed it down to Shakespeare, because he's a giant.
Yes.
I mean, actually, he's not even in the first sketches. I don't know how I didn't think of him.
Yeah.
But you just don't think of him in stories, you think of him in plays. And,
yeah.
So then once I thought of him, there's no way he's not going in, unless they vote him out. And then I, Mark Twain, great American author.
Yeah.
You know, he's so iconic. He's more well known. He's worldwide. He's just a great representation. I couldn't think of anybody more. I mean, if you can, let me know.
Yeah.
And then J.K. Rowling, I thought, brings it into the modern day.
Right.
And she's probably the most successful children's book writer in history.
Yep.
I mean, so influential. And she's a really good writer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've read her other books that aren't children's books now, but she's really good. So I thought that those three, you can make other combinations, but just for demonstration purposes and something that was feasible, I thought those three are very good. So that's why I chose them. And above them, if you didn't notice in the sketches, are scenes from their books, carved in stone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you didn't notice that.
I saw the
bow over
the hat
over
J.K. Yeah.
Yes.
Her
bow
and
oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah.
The fox for your
hair. Now, just so that you can see, I'll show. I didn't print these out. I thought I'd be able to use the projector. I'll show off a little bit. This is what the space that I was speaking of with Disney looked like before. It was high above.
Okay.
An awkward area. People build these into houses, and then they don't know what to put in there.
Yeah.
They figure they'll put something great in there, but then nothing comes to mind. And I'll show you the finished.
I remember seeing that new website.
Yeah.
And you can see more of Joe's work on chicagomuralist.com.
So this is what it will look like, but better, because this was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think I'm better. The idea is to make it look like it's really there. I want people to believe there's actual stonework.
Right.
In the courthouse.
Gee, I don't know if you're a real painter. Your clothes are too clean.
Right.
I said, I don't know if you're a good artist. Your clothes are too clean. There's no paint on your clothes.
Did you not see the paint on my hands? Yeah, I just finished the mural today.
Okay.
So, one more. I'll show you a close-up of one of the areas.
And we also have some fundraising posters around the library that show some different murals, outside murals, just a couple of different things, so you can get a better idea than those.
There you go. So that's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
There's other directions I can still go to. Usually I narrow it down to one, and that's kind of what I like. But if there's, you know, there's... That's something for me that works for the space.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels natural, and it's going to be, I think, a really popular feature. I think people are just going to be like, wow, when they come up to the circulation desk, you know. One of the hardest things about murals is that people dismiss them if they look too much like a poster, you know, or like something they've seen before, you know, something that's, it's got to be something pretty unique. So I thought this would fit the bill.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So if we
have ideas, do we share them with you, Cheryl?
Yeah, why don't we talk about it, and then I can take those thoughts back to the Art Guild, and you'll be joining us for our meeting, hopefully, weather permitting.
When is that?
That one is, it's the fourth Tuesday of the month at 7, and I'll be right over here at our normal location.
Okay.
So, and then we can all chat and everything, and then see where everybody is at that point.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for stopping by and sharing
yes,
your
thank you.
Yeah, problem. All right.
And we're loosely trying to schedule a reveal party for one of the summer months, so we'd like to make that kind of a nice event with maybe a violinist and some cheese and chocolate, you know, something nice like that.
Wine and cheese.
At the courthouse, when they did the reveal, they had it covered, and so everybody got there and everybody said the thing, and then they dropped
That's great.
And I think this would be super dramatic because you could do that not only with the mirror behind the desk, but all the pillars.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So everybody's going to have to circulate through and, you know, kind of see what's around that corner.
Sure.
So, look forward to
very
that.
Cool.
Awesome. Yeah. So what, one question, or maybe I missed it.
Oh, that's right, I had questions.
Sorry. So what's your idea with the pillar?
You know, based
so you have a thought
based on what is chosen, I there's usually, whenever there's loose ends like that, like the pillars, I wait to see what the main thing is going to be. When that gets approved, then I worry about the other things.
Sure.
I didn't think this was like a package deal, like the pillars had the... You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I had to have decide which authors... Because at that point, you have to decide... Because, that's another thing. We have five pillars, right? Mm-hmm. So that's room for five more authors that we can...
I was going to say, because I do not identify with that mural as is. And I'm like, I don't know if I have to be the only one bold enough. Twain is quite controversial. Yeah. So, like, you're going to go, white man, white woman. So as a brown person, you walk in, you're going to go, I already thought Yorkville was kind of on that side. Now I walk into my library and feel again, you know what I mean? And I know that that's not the image we're trying to project, but if we're not, I also don't like when we throw up token people. You know what I mean? They need to be people meaningful to Illinois, or like Gwendolyn Brooks is an Illinois author. You know what I mean? Like somebody who represents us, but at the same time, if you just throw up all well-known, all one color, that also will be like... Really? In 2019, this is the mural we went with? You know, like, nobody on that board?
No, it's a good
board. You know what I mean? So I just want to make sure that people think of that. It's going to be hard. I think there's never going to be a way to be perfect.
I couldn't think of any Mexican authors.
There's a lot. Saunders Cisneros.
Richard Wright?
I know. For me, I would know children, but we'd also want great adult ones. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's just right. I went through all these. If you look at the original one, I think like Toni Morrissey is in the first sketch.
Yeah, that's another fantastic one.
And that's why you know the
author. But then I was like, I can't. There's
right.
too many.
You know,
there's too many. You know,
I wouldn't know enough adult ones that were awesome, but somebody needs to be able to choose.
And it's better too.
Well, just. We just maybe need to make it look diverse. It can't look one way. It can't be... That would turn a lot of people off if it... I mean, I don't think it would turn brown people. I think there's a lot of people who are just aware of that in our community in general, and they'd be like, really, we need to do better. They walked in, they'd be like, this doesn't represent our community anymore. So,
well,
but I also don't want to be on the job on the committee who has to choose the actual names, because it would be hard.
Yeah, my preference, though, I do think Shakespeare... I do like J.K. Rowling. Also because, like 3 months ago, I submitted permissions to her lawyers and everything.
Oh,
it took that long, you know. And very recently, we had a couple back and forth, and they actually gave me approval.
Oh, very nice.
I had to give them a sketch.
She really well represents young writing, so she's a good young.
But to tie it in modern day, I thought would be sense.
Well, she was fantastic too.
Mark Twain's interchangeable. I would like to keep Shakespeare, but like I said, I'm just the artist. You know, that's always my job, is I carry out what other people want, you know, so.
We definitely will have discussions here.
And see, there's so many that are interchangeable with Ernest Hemingway, too.
Yeah.
You know, Oscar Wilde, and just there's too many that are on the, if you build tiers,
so many
there's a lot that are
the same. Fantastic foundation one.
Yeah, so you can get lost forever trying to figure out which authors, because then the minute you name one, there's other authors that are in that same genre, same time, whatever, that represent the same thing. And I just said, I like these three. But
well, we needed to see them so we could see what it would look like, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome work.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing your gifts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got a lot of blank walls, but you just keep the wall going right around the building.
Yeah, you know, I'll also try to make it so that when I do the pillars, so that it feels natural with the rest of the space. You know,
and the pillars are going to be a whole other conversation because those are touchable by the public.
Oh, yes.
So that's going to be something they have to.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to go up at a certain level.
Yes.
And they probably need some sort of finish. You know,
especially with kids.
Yeah. For the most part, I don't think people will be.
Yes. Do you know teenagers?
No, but they did one from Cleveland. They did it on the wall, but they must have coated it with a lot because it was in the children's area, like a fantasy one. They must have coated it with a lot of clear or something like that, so that. And it was wipeable. It stayed nice.
Okay.
When I was in children's, I was amazed. Yeah, this looked way nicer than that one was. It was just well, like in Playwood, they did in the children. You know, they wanted to freshen up, and they did like a fantasy mural on the one wall. But I'm thinking it was like you could walk up and touch that wall. So they had to make sure that they covered it with some sort of protective clear paint or something because it was painted on.
It's usually just polyurethane. You know, but the only problem with polyurethane is that it's very shiny. And then you get a lot of glare.
Yeah,
exactly. You get a big sheen and that dispels the effect of the artwork. The canvas, one of the benefits, which you didn't say was, apart from being removable, it's also extremely tough. You know, like drywall is easily damageable. You know, you can be putting back things, bump it with a book. No, this is like as tough as your jeans, you know. You don't damage these unless you cut them. And that's kind of how the canvas will be.
The other plus of the canvas is it is removable. So this isn't a piece of art that you have to paint over 20 years from now that's going to ever want to. Right? Change.
We can't wrap it around columns,
that we need funds and we...
Yeah.
But I mean, there are other options for it, you know, as opposed to just painting it over. So. Yeah.
Thank you again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And please
awesome.
Be careful going outside.
Please.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Route 34 is pretty good.
Well,
I'm worried about. No, that's. I had a hard time getting out of my neighborhood than I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm good.
Yeah. Well, you guys in my car.
All right.
All right.
So.
Is there something going on in the library?
How do we decide?
And we don't just get to decide, though. They are paying for it. They talk to. But I think we should give them ideas.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think we need to do that. So
that would have to be another.
Yeah. But I mean, she's a librarian, but I don't know that everybody on Art Guild knows literature and knows works of art and knows the, like, best authors to put, you know what I mean? Because they could be voting on people they've just heard of, not necessarily that we want to represent our image for a long time.
So yeah, maybe we might have to take one of their names to see their
own. Well, she said give them the names or something.
Maybe do a committee of the board to work with Cheryl with the guild.
Okay.
All right. We wouldn't want to ask our community because we want it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
So
let's move on to revised quotes for purchase of computer equipment.
Well, Beth, did you get my email?
I did.
Okay, I want you to take a look at that before.
I did look at it.
That's Jason's email that he sent. It's not the packet. It went to Darren and to Russ.
Let me get back to her. So, are we trying to, but if it's not a thing, can we make a decision? Are we just supposed to make a decision based on what we can see in it? Because where is the CD, is that still in here? Or?
Yeah, the CDW was revised based on last month's board meeting. Price basically doubled because we added.
We asked them to go up to.
We doubled.
Russ said it would change.
Yeah, so it doubled pretty much.
Yep.
It was 7,000.
That's a lot.
Jason was also saying that he could, with his connection to CDW, get a better price for us.
Than this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was with Dell.
He has a relationship with both, but the one he sent us was Dell. And so it's significantly cheaper than this one.
Yeah.
So we would probably need one of that. That's a
My inclination is that we table this until Jason can be here.
He can be here.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah, because we want to be able to really, and if he can get this.
You know, I'd like everyone to have this quote too, because yeah. I mean, only a few of us can pull it up. So I'd like for all of us to have the quote so we can look at it. That's not that quote; it's a newer one.
It's something else.
You're talking about the email that he sent. Yeah. You want us to run a copy? Yeah.
But this CDW quote.
Yes.
Is their quote, not his quote.
Right.
Correct.
So he could even give us a different CDW quote.
He was talking about a better quote with Dell.
He got a better quote with Dell, but he also went with, instead of Core i7s, he went with Core i5s. He thinks that they're enough, that it's good enough for what's being done on those computers.
I can run copies of this now.
Also, he believed that 8 gig of memory was acceptable, and then 16.
That's what they gave us here, too.
No, that's because that's what we asked them for. We were all looking at
it. Can I understand what the 7 is versus the 5?
It's the quantity. One is desktops.
Okay.
One is desktops. One is, the other is the laptops.
So is his quote for 5
yeah.
desktops and 7 laptops?
Okay. Other way around.
Oh, it's starting with the 7, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
7 desktops and 5 laptops.
So is this the capacity that we need at this point?
Well, I just are slow.
That's why I think if we're going to have a discussion on it, we either all have to have the quote here in front of us. So either we make copies of it now, or from what Jason sent.
She's making the copies now.
Oh, okay.
I agree with you. I think it'd be a better discussion if Jason was here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can look at the quote now, and then we can talk
questions.
A little bit about it, but and come up with questions. But you know, as to whether to go with an i7 or an i5, right now, what are they? Are they i3s or are they dual core, quad core?
I think they're i3s.
Okay.
I think they only have about 4 gig of RAM in them.
Okay. So Jason was quoting 8 gig and i5s on this.
I want to just look at his quote.
Mm-hmm.
She's running half of that.
Mm-hmm. Should we go to the other list?
I mean, once the decision's made, it's just a matter of a couple of weeks till we get the equipment, and then we can start the computer classes in the spring. So, I mean, time-wise, if we waited another month, it's not going to make that much of a difference.
Right. When are you trying to start your programming? Because spring is next month.
March.
Yep,
this one.
I'm like,
April.
I think my suggestion was 8, and everybody else was going 16.
And 8 will bring it down. I mean, 8 is seems to be typical now.
Yeah.
Well,
I wouldn't go below 8.
He said solid state. Are these CDW solid state?
No, they are not.
Right. Solid state makes the computers faster. At least start up faster.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot faster. And you want that when you're running a program, and you don't want it to take 15 minutes for them to turn on and load.
It's Jason.
It would, adding the solid state drives would keep the price, and going to the i5 would keep the price about the same.
But is his not solid state, his quote?
Yeah. The quotes we have here.
No, I mean on the phone.
Oh, I forgot my phone, so I can't look. I don't know.
Okay, I'm trying. I just had it open.
I was just looking for the actual quote.
I don't know if he sent the actual quote. I don't think he had that.
The Dell packet and the CDW.
This was sent right before me.
Oh, okay.
Or in the packet. That's the packet. This is just an email.
Oh.
Okay. We just sent to one of
the. We'll do that. So the quote is on the
So we're.
Yes, his quote in the email for solid
state. The one in the packet here has still got the i7.
Right,
this is CDW. He sent us Dell with a solid state, 8 gig RAM, i5 processor, Windows 10 Pro, 7th generation Intel.
Oh, and now I see. He sent another attachment.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have this one. I don't have that.
And he asked not to put it in the board packet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I put it in the board packet.
So it's a significant savings.
Yeah, but I say we table it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
yeah, hopefully he's here next month.
You will. This is seven.
Large amount of money, we
want to
get it right.
Yeah,
yep.
I agree.
So I will not put it in the packet next month, but bring it for the discussion. With
and it may get updated. He said there was something that could change about that. What did he say in his email? We would be tax free, so that will be taken off.
Right.
Yeah, ignore tax. He said why we don't need i7s. He doesn't think we need 16 gig, just 8.
Right.
You can always upgrade them later. Solid state drives. Okay, so yeah, there'd be even a little bit more savings to this. But he did mention something about being able to get a CDW or working with CDW. So I'd like to see his best CDW quote with his Dell quote. Is that, so then we can see, instead of this CDW, which is obviously the most expensive.
Right.
Okay, so we'll ask him to get a CDW quote.
For the same configuration machine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's out of town for a week or so, but I'll make sure he gets us afterwards.
Oh. Sorry. And I believe he said he was going to be here
March.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can sketch, we can put it on the agenda for next month.
It'll just move to unfinished business.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so then if we... We move on to new business then. Amendment to Illinois Prevailing Wage Act.
It's just, it came from the library attorney. We no longer have to approve that for the board meeting. So just a point of clarification, we don't need to do that anymore in the law.
Well, this kind of goes along with the budget, but how many people working at the library work at a minimum wage?
That's up for discussion. By 2025, they're moving towards $15 an hour.
Yep.
Our starting rate, there's going to be a workshop for the directors in the next month or so about this. Our starting rate is $9 an hour. It would apply to entry-level people.
Yeah.
A lot of our staff, there's only a handful that make less than 10 right now.
Because there's, I thought I heard some rumor that the state was going to raise it to 11 this year.
I thought it was
10.25.
10.25?
Yeah,
okay. 10.25.
So it will...
I mean, we have to account for that in our budget.
In the budget, and also any increased rate.
Right.
So that will be incorporated. Mm-hmm. But this just came up this last week through ILA.
Yeah.
So... Everyone's concerned because it's, you know, where you cut back, you know, on hours and programs to make up the difference.
Right. Okay. Helps in one way, hurts in
another way.
Yep.
I know.
Yeah.
So everything.
Okay. Well, I don't see any need to go to an executive session. If we're done talking about new business, then make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Garcia?
Yes.
careful.
Did you watch him walk to his car, Cheryl?